This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Sobel to jump for Nokomis. The ball is in the air as it is Keller to win the tap for Payne. And then the Panthers turn it over right out of the gate. And Nokomis will get it to start. Skins in the home whites, trimmed in the red and the black. Nokomis in black lettering across the front. Payne in the road orange uniforms, trimmed out in the blue and the white. Payne in blue lettering across the front of the Skins. Turn it over. There was some pressure out front in the pass. Sailed in to the Payne bench. 1-2-2 for Nokomis. Into the front court comes Rachel Holthouse. Tries to feed the high post. Ball's jarred loose in there by Fesser. Kicked out top of the key. Picked up off the floor by Payne and Holthouse. To the foul line it goes to Keller. Sadie Keller leaves it off on the right wing to Kylie Hawk. Out between the circles to Holthouse on the baseline. That is Freeman. Bounce pass down to Denton. Blocked away. Pulled down underneath by Nokomis and Emily Kress. Payne won the JV game 45-23. A lot of these freshmen were involved in that for Nokomis. Here's a turnover. A loose pass there picked off by Rachel Holthouse. Now she attacks the rim and draws the foul. She did a good job of slowing up initially and then reattacked. And has worked her way to the free throw line. First foul will be on Mia Fesser. Just underway, 55 seconds gone by in the opening quarter. The free throw is off the heel and too strong for Holthouse. Two early turnovers on Nokomis, one on Payne. As Holthouse's second free throw is short. She overcorrected there, long in the first, short on the second. Now a tie up on the floor, no, ripped out of there by Emily Kress. Good job by Kress for Nokomis. She gets it off to Dengbar. Into the front court, down the far sideline. Now she's back between the circles. Picks up the bounce, needs some help. Pressure, Payne, man-to-man. Brandon Engelman up off the bench calling and getting a timeout. 6:48 for the opening quarter. No score, Nokomis and Payne. We're back to Nokomis High School following these messages. Following the Nokomis timeout, Skins get it inbounds. To Sobel, now back to Johnson. Jamie Johnson picks up her dribble, tries to hand off, and it was handed off behind the intended target. Picked up off the floor by Kylie Hawk for Payne. Third, Nokomis turnover. Down to Keller, off the window, missed it. Rebound belongs to Sobel. Nokomis wants to push a little bit. Mia Fesser quickly into the front court, into the right corner. That pass is tipped, finds its way home to Dengbar. Left side of the key to Johnson. Jamie Johnson, oh, pocket picked clean out front. That is Sadie Keller. Layup, no. Follow for Holthouse, good. First bucket of the game to Payne and Rachel Holthouse. Four early turnovers on Nokomis. That one cost them points. Here's Johnson. Gets it off to Fesser in the corner to Dengbar. She wants the three ball. Left it a little bit short. Bounces high off the rim and pulled down by Payne and Rachel Holthouse. Here comes Holthouse across the timeline. Leaves it for Freeman. Open for three. Too strong. Rebound to Sobel. Audrey puts it on the deck a couple of times. Picks up the dribble. Now a pass to midcourt to Jamie Johnson. Big brother Carter sitting in the top row across the way, watching baby sis play here tonight. Oh, nice. Backdoor to Fesser off the window. It's good for Mia Fesser, and we are tied at two. I think that was Johnson on the backdoor feed. 5:25 for the opening quarter. Holthouse left alone for a three ball. Too strong. Offensive rebound to Denton. She'll attack. Blocked in there by Sobel. Pulled down by Dengbar. Ripped away, but it goes right to Jamie Johnson. Johnson into the front court, leaves it back to Dengbar. A lane opens up. She attacks, left-hand layup good for Addison Dengbar. And Nokomis has their first lead of the night, 4-2. 3 minutes gone by opening quarter. Here's Kylie Hawk. Top of the key it goes to Holthouse. On the left wing, dribble drive. That is Freeman. Wraparound pass to Denton off the window. It's good for Sway Denton. Nokomis gave up that baseline, and Payne able to take advantage. Fesser's pass tipped out right near the scorer's table. Substitutions for Nokomis now. Emma Steddon in, 5'4 freshman. And Haley Engelman, 5'5 freshman, into the contest. Fesser and Johnson will take a seat. Nine freshmen on the varsity roster for Nokomis. Here's Haley Engelman. Haley drives baseline. She is cut off. Picks up the dribble. Pivots around. She's in trouble. Trapped. Sobel comes and takes it from her right on the baseline. Now Audrey gives it back to Addison Dengbar. Back near midcourt it goes to Sneddon. Into the hands of Haley Engelman. Tried to crossover, bounced it off of a Payne foot. Now the Panthers first to the floor, and we're going to get a jump ball. Nokomis will keep it on the arrow. Hawk quickly dove on top, but it'll be Nokomis' ball on the possession arrow. We've got a substitution here. Riley Beck has checked in, a 5'3 senior for Pena. Into the hands of Dengbar. On the right wing, Dengbar brings it back between the circles. Going to get a 5-second count, and there it is. Good job by Riley Beck to move her feet. Fifth turnover on Nokomis. 4:21 for the opening quarter. Tied at 4, Nokomis and Pena. Jillian Hamilton has checked in, 5'10 sophomore for Pena. She has it on the baseline. She'll fire from 18, around and out, no good. Rebound is out of bounds off of Pena. It'll belong to Nokomis. Jillian Hamilton averaging 14 points and almost 9 rebounds a game for Pena off the bench in her sophomore season. In the backcourt, Snedden going the wrong way. She needs to get it across the timeline. In trouble in the backcourt, knocked away. And still in the backcourt is Nokomis. Good pressure that time from Pena. Anna Byers checks in, a 5'7 freshman for the Panthers. She will replace Riley Freeman. In the backcourt with Snedden. She will work into the front court across the timeline. Bounce pass to Dengbar on the right wing. Addison Dengbar. Back it goes to Emma Snedden. Across the head of the key. Bounce pass to Haley Engelman. Engelman splits a double team. Now she's in trouble. She's going to be tied up. Rips it away. Gets it back. Now it's jarred loose. Picked up off the floor by Pena and Hamilton. Sixth Nokomis turnover. Here's Jillian Hamilton coming into the front court. Leaves it off for Sway Denton. On the baseline to Hamilton now. Nice ball fake, drives baseline. Middle of the lane, finds Byers, and Anna Byers is fouled, and she'll have free throws. Second foul on Nokomis, and they're going to get Emma Snedden on her first personal. 4-4 our score, 3:22 for the opening quarter. At the free throw line, Anna Byers, toss good. Substitutions for Nokomis, Natalie Engelman in, 5'5 freshman, and Mia Fessel returns, the 5'5 junior. First free throw for Byers gave Pena a 5-4 lead. Now the second toss for the 5'7 freshman is good. Byers gets the pair, 6-4 Pena. They set up a little bit of full court pressure. Snedden in the backcourt. That pass is tipped and stolen by Byers. Anna Byers. Ahead, it goes off the window to Holthaus. It's good. Rachel Holthaus has 4 in the quarter. 8-4 Pena. The pressure giving Nokomis some trouble. They've turned it over 7 times in the quarter. Snedden trapped in Coffin corner. And Brandon Engelman has to use his second timeout of the quarter. 3:02 for quarter number 1. Pena 8, Nokomis 4. You're listening to Girls High School Basketball on WSMI. Out of the timeout, Nokomis has the ball in the backcourt, a long pass to Sabla. She turns and puts it on the floor. It's picked clean over there by Riley Beck, and then Beck throws it down the floor right out of bounds. So the clubs exchange turnovers there. That was a good job by Beck, though, as Sabla never saw her. As soon as Aubrey got turned around and bounced it once, Beck was right there to knock it loose. Full court pressure from Pena. Middle of the floor, nicely handled by Natalie Engelman. And Nokomis there into the hands of Emma Snedden. She drives the baseline, cut off, keeps the dribble alive, and bounces out of trouble. Back between the circles to Mia Fesser. Man-to-man for Pena. Here's Haley Engelman. Reverses course, right elbow, tipped, stolen. Ninth, Nokomis turnover. Here come the Pena Panthers. Kylie Hendershing leaves it off for Riley Beck. Off the window, it's good for Beck. 10-4 Pena. It's a little 6-0 spurt here. Engelman is trapped. She's in trouble. Ball knocked loose off of Pena and Anna Byers. And Anna's a little slow to her feet there right at midcourt. She took an inadvertent shot right to the midsection. Addison Dengbar back on for Nokomis as Haley Engelman will get a breather. 2:17 for the first quarter. 10-4 Pena. They've scored the last 6. Here's Snedden. On the left wing it goes to Fesser. Mia Fesser. Back to Natalie Engelman. To Dengbar. In the corner it goes to Snedden. Emma puts it on the floor once. Back to Dengbar. Top of the key. Dangerous bounce pass found its way to Natalie Engelman. Barely. Long bounce pass. That should have been stolen by Hamilton. Here's Dengbar. She'll fire from 18. A little short. And the rebound down to Pena and Jillian Hamilton. Into the front court quickly comes Pena. Hawk. Off to Beck, back to Hamilton. Yes, from 15 feet, Jillian Hamilton off the right elbow. Her first bucket. 12-4-8 unanswered from Pena. Final 90 seconds of the first quarter. Dangbar trapped in that coffin corner again. She's in a bad spot. Short pass to Sobel. She's in a bad spot, and she steps out of bounds on the sideline right in front of the Pena bench. 10th Nokomis turnover. Pena keeps taking that ball right in to the coffin corner. That is the area as soon as you cross midcourt on the sideline. That's the coffin corner because you got nowhere to go. You're trapped by the sideline, trapped by midcourt, and then trapped by the actual players. And there's been at least three or four instances where Nokomis has picked up their dribble in that spot, and it has not ended well. Hamilton gets it off to Hendrickson. She misses a point-blank look off the left side. Rebound down to Dangbar. She races into the front court, into the corner, picks up the dribble, trapped, gets it away to Sobel on the baseline, but she stepped out. 11th turnover on Nokomis. That was a tough one for Audrey. The pass was in traffic, and then she was fighting. I believe that was Kylie Hendrickson for possession, and as she ripped it away, she stepped out of bounds. Final minute, first quarter, an 8-0 run for Pena after this game was tied at 4. Across the floor with Riley Beck. Beck to Hamilton, into the hands now of Keller on the right baseline with Hendrickson. Kylie Hendrickson to the foul line, leaves it for Hawk. Ball fake, has it knocked loose. Kylie able to swat it to her teammate Riley Beck in the corner. Hamilton will fire a little strong from 18, and on the rebound, we've got an over the back on Pena. First team foul on Pena. 32 seconds for the opening quarter. They will get Sadie Keller on the personal. Nokomis, a long pass in the front court to Stedden. They break the pressure. 25 seconds for the quarter. Mia Fesser in the right corner. Dribble drive baseline. Partially blocked in there. Came up short. Rebound down to Pena. They're in a hurry with Sadie Keller. And we get a little hand check on Emma Snedden. She was right in the hip pocket there. Her second, team's third. 16.8 seconds for the opening quarter. Snedden relacing her left sneaker. Substitution, Jamie Johnson going to replace Snedden. 16.8 for the opening quarter. A Panther at each corner of the lane as they will inbound on the baseline. Oh, they get it in right to Beck at the front of the rim, and she draws the foul. Almost got their money's worth that time. There was no way they were going to let Riley Beck convert that and get a free throw. Sobel, the guilty party, her first. Riley Beck at the free throw line. The 5-3 seniors toss is good. For Beck, she has 3 points in the quarter. Makes it 13-4 Pena. Second free throw is good. That thing rattled around and eventually went down for Beck. A 10-0 run for Pena here at the end of the quarter. 10 seconds for the opening 8 minutes. Middle of the floor to Engelman. In the right corner, Fesser for three. Way too strong. It's going to be out of bounds off of Nokomis. Clock ran a little bit after that ball went out of bounds. So 2.7 for the opening quarter. Nokomis falls back into the half court. Pena will have a chance here. Now Fesser comes up, picks up the pressure. In it goes to Keller. And her half court heave comes up way short. After one quarter here on your Saturday night, it is the Pena Panthers 14, Nokomis 4. You're listening to Girls High School Basketball on WSMI. Pena ends the quarter in a 10-0 run. They lead 14-4 and get the basketball to start the second quarter. Here's Holthouse, leaves it off for Anna Byers. Across the floor to Riley Freeman, who's back onto the floor for Pena. Kylie Hendrickson down on the right block. Now the catch is made by Laney Hicks, who's checked in. She leaves it for Freeman off the baseline. No. Rebound tapped around, picked up by Jamie Johnson. Poked away from behind by Byers, but Johnson able to track it down. Here comes Nokomis. Dangbar. That long bounce pass deflected out by Holthouse. It'll stay with the Skins. Nokomis has Mia Fesser, Natalie Engelman, Audrey Sobel, Addison Dangbar, and Jamie Johnson on the floor. In it goes to Dangbar. That ball's tipped into the backcourt, so Addison will go and retrieve. Now back across the timeline. In the corner, almost through behind Fesser. Good adjustment by Mia. Then Mia gives it away. She was looking for Sobel on the slip, and there was just nothing there. Byers attacks, misses with the left-hand layup. Good challenge in there by Jamie Johnson. Now Dangbar picks up her dribble in the backcourt, gets away to Johnson. Jamie down the sideline, off to Fesser. Mia Fesser, skip pass to Natalie Engelman. Nice little ball fake, goes right at Denton. No, Sobel's put back, yes.
Audrey Sobel's first bucket.
The freshman averaging 8.7 rebounds on the year. That ends a 10-0 Painter run. Makes it 14-6 Panthers, 6:35 for the first half. McComas packing in that 1-2-2 on the baseline with Keller. Here's Freeman, an 18-footer, no. Rebound to the floor, picked up there by Holthaus for Pena. She tries to bounce pass it to the right block. It's tipped there by Dangbar, and we're going to get a jump ball, and Nokomis has it on the arrow. Emily Kress back in for the Skins, replacing Jamie Johnson. The game was tied at 4 before Pena went on a 10-0 run to close out the first quarter. Nokomis got the first bucket of the second quarter. They had the ball back, but not for long as Engelman turns it over. Picked off by Byers. Ahead to Holthaus, stripped and fouled by Natalie Engelman. That's her first, team's fifth. 13th Nokomis turnover. The full court pressure has given them problems. Free throw is good for Holthaus. And it was 4 of 6 from the foul line in the first quarter. Second free throw is good. Holthaus gets the pair. She has 6. And Pena takes a timeout. 6:13 for the first half. Pena leading Nokomis 16-6. You're listening to Girls High School Basketball on WSMI. Following the timeout, Nokomis has the basketball facing that full court pressure. Fesser, a pass in the front court to Dangbar. Gives it off to Sobel. Audrey draws a crowd right back to Dangbar. Ball fake, drives baseline. Tried the bounce pass back to Sobel. Stolen by Byers. Second time, Pena's come up with a steal on that play. Down it goes to Hicks. Left-hand finish is good for Lainey Hicks. Her first bucket. 18-6, Pena. 5:45 for the first half and a travel in the backcourt on Haley Engelman. She got her feet crossed up in the results of the 15th Nokomis turnover. And almost all of them have been forced from the Pena defense. Not many unforced turnovers from Nokomis. 9 freshmen out of the 11 varsity players dressed tonight for Nokomis. The talent's there, it's just young. 5.5 minutes for the first half. Here's Freeman open for 3. Yes, Riley Freeman buries the 3 ball off the right wing. That's her first bucket. Makes it 21-6 Pena. The 17-2 run. Fesser holding in the backcourt. Skip pass to Haley Engelman. The Comas needs to get across the timeline. They can't do it. Kress's pass is not in time. The 16th turnover on Nokomis. 5:12 first half. Fighting Illini basketball for you tomorrow. Purdue coming to the State Farm Center in Champaign. 6 o'clock with the pregame on 105.3 The Ox and the Brad Underwood Show Monday night at 7 on the Ox. Of course, we'll have more girls' hoops on Monday night. Litchfield at Lincolnwood live at 7:30 here on FM 106. As Sobel knocks it away, but they're going to get Audrey on the foul. They're going to say she had, I guess, a forearm in the back of her man there. So that will be the second personal on Audrey Sobel. She will stay on the floor. She is right in the middle of the paint under the rim for this Pena out-of-bounds set. Freeman lobs it out near the volleyball spike line for Sway Denton. Off to Rachel Holthaus. In the corner it goes to Freeman. Back between the circles to Holthaus, and she airmailed Jillian Hamilton that time, the third Pena turnover. They've done a good job of taking care of the basketball. That time the pass just a little bit too tall for the 5'10 sophomore. Emma Snedden, she traveled. She got right to midcourt, wanted to make a pass, lost the handle on the ball, and took an extra step. 17th turnover committed by Nokomis here in the first half, and we still have 4:45 to play in the second quarter. Out it goes to Anna Byers. Byers will leave it off for Rachel Holthaus. In the quarter it goes to Riley Freeman. Back to Holthaus. In the corner to Hamilton. Jillian Hamilton on the ball fake, shuffled her feet. 4th paying the turnover. The old ball fake and foot shuffle. Not the first time that's happened, and it won't be the last. 4.5 minutes for the first half. 21-6 Pena. Dangbar in trouble, and she turned it over. She dribbled right into trouble that time. Here is Byers, leaves it off for Sway Denton, and she's fouled. Free throws for Denton. That's the 7th team foul on Nokomis, puts them over the limit. This will be a two-shot foul for the 5'7 senior, Sway Denton. The toss is good. 3 points for Denton. Substitutions for Pena. Kylie Hawk returns, as does Sadie Keller. Byers and Freeman out. Second free throw is good for Denton. She knocks down the pair. She has four for the ball game. Pena 8 of 10 from the foul line. That ball is knocked out against the full court pressure by Holthaus, and Nokomis will have to re-trigger. Pena in denial mode here, not guarding the inbounder, face guarding in the backcourt. Off it goes to Sobel, right back to Fesser. Mia Fesser leaves for Johnson. Jamie didn't catch it cleanly. She's trapped in the backcourt, steps through, lost the ball, but went right to Emily Kress, and now Kress called for steps. Turnover number 19. 23-6, Pena, 4-11 for the first half. It was check presentation night here for the Nokomis Sports Boosters. The Arrowhead Open raised $23,812 this year for the Nokomis Sports Programs. That brings the six-year total to over $140,000. That is sensational work from the folks here in Nokomis. One dribble pull-up left short by Keller, and the rebound picked up off the floor by Emily Kress. Into the hands of Dangbar. Pass in the front court to Fesser. Mia could not handle it cleanly. That was a tough catch. Moving forward, 20th turnover. Here comes Holthaus. Leaves it off on the baseline to Keller. She missed it a little bit strong. Last touch by Nokomis. It'll be Pena ball on the baseline. 3:34 for the first half. Panthers put a lady at each corner of the lane. As Keller gets it in the near corner to Hamilton. Now the Panthers swing it left side with Anna Byers. Check that, Holthaus. Into the hands now of Hawk. Kylie between the circles. On the right wing goes to Sway Denton. Here's Hamilton on the baseline. Cut off, leaves it back for Denton. Open for three. Too strong. Rebound down to Sobel for Nokomis. Audrey Sobel leaves it off for Addison Dangbar. Dangbar on the right wing. Keeps the dribble alive. Now she picks it up. Leaves for Fesser. Mia. Bounce pass to Sobel. Audrey makes the catch. Middle of the lane off the window. It's good for Audrey Sobel. She has four for Nokomis. Hawk into the front court. Got a high bounce there, but she kept her hand on top of the basketball, so that is not a traveling violation. That's usually a misconception. The ball can go above your shoulder as long as your hand stays on top. Holthaus for three, left it short. That goes over the top of the backboard, out of play, and it will belong to Nokomis. You could bounce the ball all day long, up to your head, as long as you kept your hand on top of the ball. You dribble that high and your hand gets underneath, then you've got the carrying violation. Good job by Nokomis to break the pressure there. Middle of the floor to Kress, one pass to Dangbar, and then she's going to get tied up, and on the arrow, it'll go to Pena. That's kind of the way the half has gone for Nokomis. Nice job on the press break there. Middle of the floor, one pass across the timeline. Then all of a sudden a jump ball and you don't have the arrow. 2:25 for the first half. 23-8 Pena. Game was tied at four. Then the Panthers went on a 10-0 run to close out the first quarter. On the baseline, that was Lehman. Down it goes to Hamilton. Off the window, fading away, missed it. Offensive rebound, Holthaus put back, missed it. Rebound to Dangbar in traffic. Good, strong rebound there for Addison. 2 minutes for the first half. Looking for Johnson and turned it over. Just threw it too tall that time for Jamie. The 22nd turnover on Nokomis. Stands without Macy Eisenberth tonight. She has mono, and she is going to be out for 2 to 3 weeks, but there's a good chance that could be longer. That mono, it just takes time to get over. And a lot of times it takes more time than you think it should. 110 seconds first half. 23-8 Pena. Here is Keller on the right wing. Skips it back across the floor to Hawk. Kylie to Holthaus, top of the key. Into the hands of Keller. Skip pass. One dribble pull up for Hawk. Way too strong. Goes right to Hamilton, and she'll have free throws. Hawk's shot went off the other side of the backboard, but right to Jillian Hamilton, who went up strong and drew the foul. The foul on Jamie Johnson, her first. When that ball does not hit the rim, it seems to always benefit the offensive player as Hamilton puts home the first free throw. whether it be an air ball or a shot like that that gets no rim and all backboard. For whatever reason, the offensive players seem to have a better time of adjusting. Second free throw good for Hamilton. You fight hard to get position, and you anticipate a certain bounce, and then you don't get it. Causes a problem. In the backcourt, Haley Engelman gets away from the pressure, goes all the way to the rim, missed it. Down to Sobel, the putback, no. And Pena clears it out with Kylie Hawk. 70 seconds for the first half of play. 25-8, Pena. On the attack, Sadie Keller. She is cut off, top of the key it goes to Kylie Hawk. On the left wing with Holthaus, back to Hawk. She'll dribble to the foul line, pulls up, missed it. Offensive rebound, Lehman, no. Hamilton pulls it down in the middle of the lane, rips it away from Kress, rejected by Sobel. Pulled down by Kress. Great job by Audrey Sobel on the inside to swat it away from Jillian Hamilton. Here's Mia Fesser. Bounce pass to Sobel, and a whistle and foul coming on Pena. Just the second foul of the half on Pena. They're doing a real good job of playing pressure defense without fouling. They will get Lehman on the personal. Baseline out of bounds for Nokomis. In it goes to Fesser for three. Yes, Mia Fesser off the right wing. Cans the triple. She has five, and it's 25-11 Payne. Clock running 35 seconds first half. Stay tuned for the Shelter Insurance halftime show coming up here at the break. Here's Holthaus, spins away, fires the three, missed it off the heel, and the rebound cannot be saved by Payne, crashing into the bleachers. Hopefully everyone's okay. Kylie Hawk wound up going up the stairs. Sadie Keller, headlong dive, wound up in between the stairs in the first row of bleachers and kind of slid right in to the seating here. She's all right. Or I should say, she's on her feet. But she appears to be okay. 23 seconds for the first half. Skins can hold for the final shot here. Engelman in the backcourt, long pass to Fesser. Mia Fesser. Bounce pass to Sobel, turned over. Third time they try to bounce pass to Sobel, only to see it end in a turnover. Here's Lehman, and she can't get the air brakes activated quick enough. She travels. Five turnovers on Pena. Lehman made that catch full speed ahead in the front court and could not get stopped in time. 10.4 seconds for the first half. Natalie Engelman gets it into Mia Fesser, and she is met and bumped to the ground by Shelby Lehman. Lehman's second, team's third. 9.4 for the first half. Natalie Engelman in front of the scorer's table gets it in to Haley Engelman. That ball swatted out of there by Sadie Keller. Goes off the first row of the bleachers, deflects all the way down to the other end of the floor. 6.3 seconds for the first half. Nokomis will throw in opposite the scorer's table in the front court. Dangerous pass stolen by Hamilton, but she's on the sideline. 5.2 seconds. So 5 seconds have come off the clock, and nothing's been accomplished. Ball's been knocked out of bounds. Four straight possessions. Here is Engelman. Lobs down to Sobel. All alone off the window. It's good for Audrey. She has six, and that's the half. A good end to the first half for Nokomis. They have it down to a dozen. After two quarters, it is Pena, 25. Nokomis, 13. Time now for the Shelter Insurance Halftime Show on WSMI. Nokomis will get the basketball first, down a dozen. It'll be Johnson, Fesser, Dengbar, Sobel, and Kress on the floor for Nokomis. Holthaus, Freeman, Keller, Denton, and let's see, who's the other Pena Panther on there? Hawk. A turnover right out of the gate by Nokomis leads to a runout for the Pena Panthers. That was Sandy Keller. Her first bucket of the ball game comes off the 24th Nokomis turnover. 27-13. Full court pressure in the middle of the floor to Sobel. Down to Johnson. Cut off nicely there by Denton. Down to Audrey Wright. Block muscles it up. Draws the foul. Two free throws for Audrey Sobel. First foul of the half on Pena. We'll send Sobel, the good-looking freshman, to the free throw line. She has 6 points, averaging 8 points, seven rebounds on her year. Six-foot freshman. Free throw is a little bit short. Audrey will get her second toss. question is, Audrey Sobel at 6 foot, is she done growing, or does she have a couple more inches in there? Of course, brother Carter, 6'8". Older brother Brayton, about 6'6". Second free throw for Sobel, no good. Misses the pair, rebound off of Pena. It'll be Nokomis' ball. Skins not out of this yet. The 24 turnovers, though, have put him in a tough spot on the baseline. They will lob it to the foul line. Catch made there by Kress. Emily Kress to the left block, cut off. Leaves it for Fesser. Mia, dribble drive off the window. Can't get it to crawl over. Rebound to the floor, picked up there by Pena's Sway Denton. Long pass in the front court to Freeman. Steps through, draws the foul. They'll get Dengbar on the personal. And it will send to the free throw line. Riley Freeman for Pena. Riley's a 5'4 senior. The South Central Conference wide open this year on the girls' side. Free throw is no good for Riley Freeman. Remember last year there were 6 20-win teams in the league. Hillsboro wound up at the state tournament. Greenville was in a sectional final. That free throw is no good. Freeman misses the pair. And the rebound belongs to Pena, though, tracked down by Rachel Holthaus. Pena will reset the offense 7 minutes for the third quarter. Holthaus between the circles. But this year you've got Pena, you've got Greenville, Southwestern, Carthenville, Gillespie kind of all mashed together right there. Has a nice pass down low to Denton. She missed it. The offensive rebound goes to Keller. She puts it up in and draws the foul. For Sadie Keller, her second bucket, both in the quarter. She'll get one free throw, a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play. Can't get it to go. Payne has missed their last three free throws. Offensive rebound, though, to Keller. She kicks it out to Freeman. Another opportunity for Payne. They've already got 2 points on the trip, looking for more. On the left wing with Holthaus. Top of the key to Freeman. On the right wing, it goes to Kylie Hawk. She picked up her dribble in between the circles, leaves it off for Holthaus now. Back to Hawk, to the right elbow, bounce pass. Freeman open for three, too strong. Weak side rebound to Pena and Sadie Keller. Leaves it for Holthaus, back to Keller, yes. Sadie Keller, 6 points all in the quarter, and it's 31-13 Pena. 6:08 for the third quarter. In the backcourt, nice pass to midcourt to Sobel. Her pass goes through the hands of Fesser, turned over. I don't know that Mia ever saw that ball. Denton the other way, up and down for the easy deuce. Sway Denton has 6 points. Just like that, the lead has swelled to 20, and a travel in the backcourt on Dengbar. She shuffled her feet after she made the catch, deciding what she wanted to do. 26 Nokomis turnover. Three new skins set to check in. Haley and Natalie Engelman on the floor along with Emma Snedden. Fesser out, Dengbar out, Johnson out. 5:45 for the third quarter. All Pena right now, 33-13. On the right wing, Freeman puts it on the deck. Bounce pass down to Denton. Nice wraparound pass. Hawk open for a three. No. And the rebound to Nokomis and Haley Engelman. But that was good offense that time from Pena. Engelman muscles her way down the sideline. Kicks it out to Natalie for a three. Short. Just grazed the front iron. Rebound down to Pena and Hawk. Kylie weaves her way across the timeline into the front court. Off to Riley Freeman. Back to Kylie Hawk on the wing with Holthaus. She'll take the three ball, way too strong, missed it all, and it's out of bounds. Keller tried to save it, but she was on the baseline, or the ball was on the baseline, one of the two, sixth, paying a turnover. Full court pressure. This has been the difference in the game. The Pena press has caused Nokomis fits. Kress makes the catch. Ball's knocked loose, turned over, 27th turnover. Holthaus on the fly, missed the layup off the pass from Denton, and the rebound down to Nokomis. Now it's ripped away by Hawk, and she's fouled. That's turnover number 28 on Nokomis. They will get Haley Engelman. You better be strong with the basketball against this Pena pressure. We got a timeout on the floor. 4:52 for the third quarter. Pena leading Nokomis 33-13. We'll come back to Nokomis High School following these messages on WSMI. Following the timeout, Pena's at the free throw line, up by 20. Kylie Hawk's free throw is no good. Hawk just came up with that steal right before the timeout, just ripped it right away from Nokomis. Payne all of a sudden can't make a free throw. 0 for 4 in the quarter, 0 for 5 in the quarter. But what they can do is get offensive rebounds. It's to the floor, Hawk to the deck, and on the arrow, it'll be Payne a ball. That's great hustle from Kylie Hawk. She missed the pair of free throws, and right onto the floor she went. Panthers put a player at each corner of the lane. Baseline trigger, Keller gets it into Denton. Good job by Sobel to go straight up and get the block. Now Engelman, that is Haley Engelman, down in the middle of the floor, reach and foul on Pena. They will get Sway Denton on the personal, her first. 4:44 for quarter number three. A line change now for Pena. We're going to get five fresh Panthers into the ball game. Kylie Henderson in, Nanny Hicks in, Anna Byers in. Also, Jillian Hamilton is into the contest along with Riley Beck. Sideline trigger for Nokomis. Snedden has it now to the left elbow. Bounce pass to Haley Engelman. She's in a little bit of trouble on the baseline. She'll throw out towards midcourt to Snedden. Emma Snedden. Bounce pass now in the corner. It goes to Haley Engelman. Haley drives the baseline. Bounce pass to Sobel, thrown behind Audrey, but it's picked up off the floor by Snedden. Shovels to Sobel, and she's fouled. Got the foul. Was committed on Snedden before the pass to Sobel. Third team foul. They'll get Riley Beck with her first personal. Baseline out of bounds for Nokomis. Natalie Engelman gets it into Haley Engelman. Haley feeds the left block to Sobel. Audrey draws three defenders, and she's going to be called for a travel. Brandon Engelman did not like that call. 29th turnover. That did not appear to be a travel, but what do I know? 4:15 for the third quarter. Here's Hamilton on the right wing. Back on the left wing. Now running the baseline. That is Hicks. She makes the catch. Top of the key it goes to Byers. Good ball movement here for Payne. Hendrickson down to Hicks. Missed it. Laney gets it back. Missed it again. Hamilton offensive rebound. No. And it's going to be out of bounds. Saved by Byers underneath the Sobel. Then Audrey was fouled. Fourth team foul on Payne. They missed some point-blank looks there. They will get Laney Hicks on the personal, her first. Full court pressure still in play here from Payne. Dangerous pass stolen by Hamilton. Jillian Hamilton leaves it back for Riley Beck. That was just too soft of a pass into traffic. Here's Hamilton for three. Yes, Jillian Hamilton has seven. She got the steal, gets the triple. 36-13 Payne. 3.5 minutes for the third quarter. A good learning experience for the Nokomis freshmen here tonight. This is a group of freshmen as that pass is deflected right back to Haley Engelman, a very talented group of freshmen. They are just having to learn on the fly here at the varsity level. Hamilton rips it away, 31st Nokomis turnover. Long pass to Hicks off the window. It's good for Laney Hicks. Four for Hicks, and Brandon Engelman wants a timeout. 3:03 for the third quarter. It is all Payne right now. Nokomis has not scored in the quarter. 3:03 for the third. 38-13 Payne. Back to Nokomis following these messages. Out of the timeout, an offensive foul on Nokomis. Jillian Hamilton wound up on the ground right near midcourt. And they're going to get the personal foul on Haley Engelman. That's her second. Gives the ball back to Payne. 3 minutes for the third quarter. It was 25-13 at the half. A 13-0 run. Make it 15-0 run here in the quarter as that is Laney Hicks. Check that. That is Kylie Hendrickson on the bucket. Her first points of the ball game. And Payne takes a timeout. 2:52 for the third quarter. Payne leading Nokomis 40-13. We're back to Nokomis High School in just a moment. Out of the timeout, Nokomis facing pressure. Haley Engelman attacks off the baseline, blocked out of there. It'll stay with the Skins. So Payne had a 10-0 run to end the first quarter, now a 15-0 run to start the third quarter. Engelman gets it in right corner to Mia Fesser. Left side of the key to Dangbar. Here's Engelman, quick trigger three, a little bit short, and the rebound down to Jillian Hamilton for Payne. Here comes Hamilton, leaves it off for Laney Hicks. Laney Hicks back to Hamilton. Jillian attacks right at Sobel off the window. It's good. Hamilton has nine. That's 17 in a row here in the quarter for Pena. 2:08 for the third, 42-13. We're a point away from a running quarter in the or a running clock in the fourth quarter. That's thrown away into the back court. 33rd turnover on, nope, check that, tipped into the back court, so it'll stay with Nokomis. 2 minutes, quarter number three. Haley Engelman picks up the dribble, skip pass to Natalie Engelman. Natalie drives the baseline underneath to Dangbar, ripped out of there, but it's picked up off the floor by Nokomis. And Haley Engelman, she spins away from trouble out of the left corner. Cross-court pass to Natalie Engelman. Engelman pivots around, dangerous pass that's going to be tipped and nearly stolen, but out of bounds was Kylie Hendrickson, so it'll stay with Nokomis. This Pena team has been relentless on the defensive end. Vesser, bounce pass, in it goes to Haley Engelman. 95 seconds for the third quarter. Dangbar out near midcourt. She's going to be trapped. In the corner it goes to Mia Fesser. Mia Fesser dribbles out of trouble, skip pass, blocked by Hicks right into the Nokomis bench. That looked like a volleyball block. Both hands up and the ball went straight down. Emma Snedden checks back in for Nokomis. Haley Engelman will take a seat. 88 seconds for the third quarter. Near quarter goes to Emma Snedden, drives the baseline all the way under the hoop. Back out she comes into the hands of Dangbar. Across the head of the key in the corner to Fesser. Mia Fesser drives left baseline and draws the foul. That'll be a blocking foul on Jillian Hamilton. Fifth team foul of the half on Pena. More fouls in this quarter than they had the entire first half. A skin at each corner of the lane for Nokomis. Mia Fesser to throw in. Looking. Tried the bounce pass to Sobel. Good defense in there. Active hands and feet. Kicked it away. And was Riley Beck. And Nokomis will re-trigger. They lob it up to Natalie Engelman. She makes the catch on the left wing. Off to Emma Snedden. Back to Engelman. One dribble. Pulls up at the foul line. Left it short. Rebound down to Pena. This is Anna Byers racing the other way. Byers cut off at the right block. Dumps to Hicks. Baseline jump shot. No. Offensive rebound. Hamilton put back. No. Another offensive rebound. And that put back is good. That was Lainey Hicks. Check that, Kylie Hendrickson. She has four. 44-13. All Pena here in the third quarter. They've outscored Nokomis 19-0 in the quarter. Emily Kress returns. Jamie Johnson back for Nokomis. Natalie Engelman and Dangbar out. Johnson to throw in, sideline front court. She gets it in to Emma Snedden. 5'4 freshman. Brings it across the head of the key. Keeps the dribble alive. Now she's being hounded by that Pena trap. Good job by Snedden to keep the bounce alive. Off to Johnson. Jamie Johnson. That's a dangerous pass. Sobel corrals it at the left elbow. Fesser for three. A little bit strong in the rebound to Pena. And Hicks. Outlet to Byers. Throw ahead to Henderson. Pass was behind her and turned over. Seventh Pena turnover. 22 seconds for the third quarter. Nokomis needs a bucket here, or the clock will run in the fourth quarter. Forget that, though. Skins just need a bucket so they don't get shut out in the quarter, and that's not going to help a turnover. Bad pass picked off easily by Hamilton. 34th turnover. Jillian coast to coast. The left-hand finish is good. She has 11. 5 seconds for the quarter. Here comes Engelman with three. Does she see the clock? No, they're not going to get a shot off. Nope. Johnson holds the ball out at the volleyball spike line, and that is the quarter. A 21-0 quarter for Pena. After three, it is Pena leading Nokomis 46-13. We'll come back to Nokomis High School following these messages on WSMI. Here we go. Fourth quarter time. Nokomis has the basketball. 46-13 Pena. Down it goes to Sobel. Off to Emily Kress. Kress tries to feed the post to Sobel. Deflected away nicely by Denton. Deflected right back to Kress. She dribbles underneath the hoop. Leaves it off for Haley Engelman. Here's Johnson open for three. Short rebound. Sobel put back good for Audrey. 8 points for Audrey Sobel. First point of the second half for Nokomis. That ends a 21-0 Pena run. Down it goes to Denton. Off the window straight on for Sway Denton. She has 8 points. 7-10 ball game. Fighting Illini basketball tomorrow, hosting Purdue live at 6 on 105.3 The Ox, and the Brad Underwood Show Monday night, 7 o'clock on The Ox. All sorts of high school basketball next week. We've got a game every night of the week except Wednesday. You can find the broadcast schedule online at WSMIRadio.com. Johnson loses the handle there, off her foot out of bounds for the 35th Nokomis turnover. 6:40 to play, 48-15 all Pena here tonight. It was tied at 4 early. Pena went on a 10-0 run to close the first quarter. Skins battled tough in the second quarter. It was just a 12-point game at the half, and then 21-0 in the third quarter. The pressure from Pena, they have forced 35 turnovers. Now Nokomis comes up with a steal, the 8th Pena turnover. Johnson coast to coast, layup good for Jamie. Her first bucket. As Holthaus comes right back at you, races into the front court. Now she pulls it back. High post feed to Sway Denton. A ball knocked loose, but Denton gets it back on the left wing with Shelby Edwards, who's checked in for the first time for Pena. Here's Freeman in the right corner. She will pull it back at the volleyball spike line, leaves for Rachel Holthaus on the left wing with Edwards. Across the floor to Freeman, into the hands of Denton. Right side of the key to Holthaus, Rachel Holthaus. In the corner it goes now on the baseline to Lehman. Shelby gives it back to Freeman. Top of the key with Holthaus. Pena showing the patience here. Good ball movement. Skip pass. Now a touch pass. Denton on the baseline. Freeman missed it. Offensive rebound to Pena. That was beautiful. Crisp ball movement. Side to side, middle of the floor, open baseline jump shot. Here's Holthaus, top of the key. On the left wing with Shelby Edwards. Right side now, Holthaus. Here's Freeman in the right corner. Bounce pass, feeds the post to Denton. Kicks it out. Edwards for three. Missed it, and the rebound down to Audrey Sobel for Nokomis. 5 minutes for the ball game. Throw ahead to Emily Kress. Kicks it back out to Haley Engelman. Engelman on the wing to Mia Fesser. Mia, dribble drive baseline, floats it up. Missed it. Good defense in there by Sway Denton to go straight up. Denton has it ripped loose by Sobel. Into the hands of Johnson. Don't think Denton ever saw Sobel. Now Audrey fighting hard for that low post position there. She's going to come and take the ball. Now on the right wing beyond the arc, Audrey Sobel puts it on the deck once. Backdoor goes Ingeman. The catch was there, but she took her eye off of it. Off her leg, out of bounds. 36th turnover. Good idea there from Nokomis. Just the execution was not there. 4:20 ball game. 48-17 Pena. You can see the talent in this freshman group for Nokomis. Just makes it real tough when you have no healthy seniors, just a couple of juniors. Makes it real, real difficult to have that many freshmen contributing this many minutes. They'll be better for it, though, a couple years down the road. Doesn't make them feel any better this year, but Nokomis is coming. They're going to be just fine in a couple of years. 3:40 for the ballgame. Pena really showing the offensive patience here as Freeman takes the feed from Holthaus and knocks down the 18-footer. Riley Freeman has 5 points. 50-17 Pena. 3.5 for the ballgame. And a hand check out there. That'll go on Riley Freeman, but the clock will run. Pena. Natalie Engelman back in for Nokomis. Audrey Sobel will get a breather. I think it's the first time Audrey's come out tonight. She will finish with 8 points. 8 of the 17. Mia Fesser, sideline trigger, gets it into Jamie Johnson. She was tightroping the midcourt line there, but just kept it from over and back. Now she picks up the dribble. She's in trouble. Double teamed, gets it away to Mia Fesser. This pain of defense with the traps has been on point all night long. Now a hand check out front on Riley Beck. 2:40 and counting for the ball game. When the clock runs, boy, does it disappear in a hurry. And now we're going to have a one in bonus. The scoreboard buzzed the officials to say 1-1, but right now it says 16 fouls. There's number 7 put up on the board. But you never really appreciate how much time comes off until you see the clock running during a free throw situation like we have here. Mia Fesser at the line. Toss is good. That is the first make from the foul line tonight. One out of three now is Nokomis. Second free throw for Fesser. Mia left that one a little bit short, and the rebound down to Pena. 105 seconds for the ball game. Top of the key with Sadie Keller. Now Pena nearly threw it away. Edwards tracks it down to midcourt, saved it. Off to Keller. Back to Beck. Down it goes to Hendrickson. Hendrickson back to Beck on the baseline to Edwards. Up top with Sadie Keller. 80 seconds for the ball game. That's a three ball straight on left short by Sadie Keller. Coming up next for Nokomis, they will be at St. Elmo Brownstown on Monday. For Pena, coming up next, they will be at Cowden-Herrick Beecher City on Monday. The girls' season gets moving real fast now. There's another turnover for Nokomis, their 37th, into the final minute of the ball game. Down low, off the window, it's good for Sadie Keller. Keller now has 8. Jillian Hamilton leading the way for Pena with 11. 52-18 Pena. Out front with Carly King. Reach and foul on Pena. Half a minute to play, but by the time the officials get the foul marked at the table and we shoot these free throws, this is going to be the ball game. This game is going to end at the free throw line. Unless the first free throw is no good. The toss is short. Rebound down to Pena. 10 seconds for the ball game. Picking up and holding is Kylie Hendrickson. She leaves it off for Riley Beck. 3-2-1. 52-18 is the final. Pena beats Nokomis tonight. A strong third quarter. It was a 12-point game at the half. Then Pena outscored Nokomis 21-0 in the third quarter, and the clock would run in the fourth. 52-18 the final. Pena wins it. We'll come back to Nokomis and wrap it up following these messages on WSMI. Pena improves to 14-6 on the year with a 52-18 victory over Nokomis. With the loss, the Skins drop to 6-11. It was 4-4 midway through the first quarter. Pena closed the first quarter in a 10-0 run, led 14-4. Won the second quarter, did Pena 11-9 to take a 25-13 lead into the half. So Nokomis was still right there, but then they did not score in the third quarter. Pena outscored them 21-0 in the third, led 46-13 heading to the fourth, and they win at 52-18. Jillian Hamilton led the way for Pena with 11 points, 8 points apiece for Sadie Keller and Sway Denton, 6 points for Rachel Holthouse, 5 points for Riley Freeman, 4 points for Riley Beck, 4 points for Lainey Hicks, 4 points for Kylie Hendrickson, 2 points for Anna Byers. Unofficially, I had Pena for 8 turnovers tonight. They were 10 of 17 from the foul line. Nokomis unofficially, 37 turnovers tonight, just 1 of 5 from the free throw line. Audrey Sobel had 8, right on her season average. 6 for Mia Fesser, 2 for Addison Dengbar, and 2 for Jamie Johnson. So an impressive third, really two different runs in this game. 10-0 to close the first quarter, 21-0 over the course of the entire third quarter. 52-18, Pena wins it here tonight. But for Nokomis, you know, they lost the game. They did. But remember, this was the Sports Boosters Check presentation tonight, and they won that. The Arrowhead Open brought in $23,812 this past year for Nokomis Athletics. That brings the six-year total to $140,000. So congratulations and hats off to all the people here in Nokomis associated with the Arrowhead Open as they are making massive, massive donations to the Nokomis Athletics program. So it was a good night in terms of that, $23,812 from the Arrowhead Open. And then Pena, they had a very good night on the floor as Pena beats Nokomis 52-18. Thanks to Kevin McDonald and all the folks here at Nokomis for their hospitality. They treat us so good every time we come into town, so we thank them for that. Of course, thanks to our basketball sponsors. Without them, none of these broadcasts are possible. Please go out, patronize the businesses you hear on our broadcast throughout the year. Without them, we don't bring you any high school sports on the Tally Broadcasting stations. Of course, thanks to Megan Cordy back in our WSMI studio. She produced tonight's action here on WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carthenville, and Greenville, your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois. Busy week next week. We got games every night but Wednesday. You can find our broadcast schedule online at WSMIRadio.com. The final one more time from Nokomis. Pena beats the Redskins 52-18. I am Tim Mize. We say good night from Nokomis.